Some years ago, Madeleine Albright, the Czech-born American Secretary of State, learned that although she had been raised Catholic, all four of her grandparents were Jewish. Not every Czech family tree contains such a big surprise, of course, but almost any Czech who digs into their family history will learn things they did not know or expect. As reporter Ilya Maritz found out when he attended the first meeting this season of the Czech Genealogy and Heraldry Society in Prague.
One recent evening, dozens of adults gathered in a primary school classroom in Prague's Vinohrady neighborhood with the same purpose, to learn how to research their own family history.
It's detective work. If you go step by step through the past, at some point you arrive at a crossroads, or you come across something that surprises you.
Václav Hasek is the Society's expert on reading old documents. He says one difficulty people may encounter is that many records are in German or Latin, and even if they are in Czech, the script and their very age may make them hard to decipher.
To je různé. Když je někdo šlechtického původu,
there are all kinds of sources. If someone has noble ancestry, the documents may be very old indeed, for instance, records of aristocrats' property transactions. The very oldest sources are city records. Municipal files may go back as far as the 11th or 12th century.
Working on his own, electrical engineer Jiří Stach has already entered more than 1,000 members of his lineage into a database.
I have found a few surprises. For instance, I always knew we were a family of farmers, but I had no idea my ancestors had received privileges from Prince Václav of Těšín and were free farmers.
Václav Hasek says the first step for any amateur genealogist must be interviewing one's own family members. But when accountant Lenka Seidlova tried to help her daughter draw a family tree for a school assignment, she found her relatives were of little use.
I realized that nobody knew anything more about our ancestors than who were grandma and grandpa. So I began to get interested in genealogy, and I found out plenty of interesting things. For instance, I live near the city of Tábor, and I found one branch of the family in the 17th century lived just 20 kilometers from where I live today. Which is amazing to me. I feel as if my own ancestors have pulled me back to my roots.
And for a link to the Czech Genealogy and Heraldry Society in Prague, visit our website at www.radio.cz/English.